Joe Rogan slams dangerous fuck Tim Walz. It's not a coincidence anti-ICE protests broke out amid Minnesota fraud allegations. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 6, 2026. Joe Rogan slammed Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, as a dangerous fuck during Wednesday's episode of The Joe Rogan Experience. It's not a coincidence that anti-ICE protests broke out amid Minnesota fraud allegations, the podcast powerhouse said. He's a dangerous fuck, Rogan said of Walz after his guest. Comedian Andrew Doyle noted that the Minnesota governor had made false claims about the First Amendment during the 2024 vice presidential debate against J.D. Vance. Also, just the way he behaves is so odd, Rogan continued. The way he waves, runs up on stage and, it's all just so fake and performative. But I don't know any men like that that aren't dangerous. The podcast host went on to say there's a reason why Walz dropped out of Minnesota's gubernatorial race. What I would assume is that, for sure, he was informed of this fraud. Long in advance, Rogan surmised, before suggesting that if it wasn't for that Nick Shirley kid in those videos, Walz would likely still be in the race. So this gets exposed, it gets into the public zeitgeist, it becomes a huge news story, Rogan said. It's not a coincidence that the riots break out in the exact same place where all this fraud is being exposed. Watch below. Rogan pointed out that ICE is everywhere. Yet the most violent interactions are happening in the places where the most fraud has been publicly exposed. This is all by design, the podcaster asserted, claiming that Walz knew about it in advance. How do we know? Well, one way we know is because he's resigning, Rogan said. He's not running for governor again. He was in the process of running for governor. He's decided to step out of public office entirely now. Maybe they, the federal government, told him, if you do not step out, you're going to be prosecuted, we know what you did. Or maybe he's going to fucking turn state's evidence, Rogan speculated. Who fucking knows? Rogan then suggested that the fact that it was actually possible to be living in a world where Elon doesn't buy Twitter, and Kamala Harris wins, and Tim Walz is our vice president shows how very fragile freedom actually is. And that's why people support Donald Trump, he added. It's an alternative to what we all saw coming. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.